Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How about your guy TJ McConnell, Doran? What a player. 10 years in the NBA, now he's going to the NBA Finals, and he plays a good role for them.
He's been playing a good role his whole career. I mean, think about it. Like, a kid that started at Duquesne, well, actually started at Churches Valley, and went to Duquesne, then transfers to Arizona, plays underneath Miller, and sets the college basketball world on fire whenever he was playing in March Madness. And, you know, figured out a way to stay around the NBA. I mean, the guy is only 6 foot. You know, he's 6 foot, if that. And he's been out there and playing so many years and just playing at a high level every time he gets his chance to go in off the bench. It is really amazing the stuff that he's accomplished. It's amazing because guys like him, you know, they don't make it. You know, usually they don't make it. It's very, very hard to make it. And he's etched out an unbelievable career. We all would love to see him win a championship.
Oh, big time.
This coming championships.
The Pacers, if you throw a bet on them, they're plus 500 to win the NBA championship. The Thunder are minus 700 to win.
Yep.
You think it's that one-sided?
No, not now. I said last week, I think it's fate for the Pacers. Some of the games that they've won this year have been just, you know, I mean, last second, a lot of those games. And you know, they do have a good bench. They can compete with OKC's bench whenever, you know, they have to put in guys, obviously TJ McConnell being one of them. No, I don't think it's that one-sided. It's kind of almost the same in my mind. Like, I feel like they're almost structured the same. The Pacers like to run. They like to move. So do the Thunder. So
this is going to be an up-and-down finals.
Up-and-down. I mean, just expect a lot of points. It's going to be a good matchup, but I don't think it's as one-sided as people think.
I don't think that this will be one of the higher-rated NBA finals. You have two small markets. This will be the seventh year in a row with a new champion in the NBA.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I think it's good for the fact that, you know, the teams that are there now, the two teams, they're not super teams. They weren't constructed together. They're a bunch of young players. I know Halliburton, he got traded from, I think, Sacramento. But, like, they're a nucleus-type team. Mm-hmm. They didn't go out and go get, you know, Paul George to add to their team. Like, the 76ers didn't. They didn't go get Kawhi Leonard. They didn't go get, Jimmy Butler. You know, these teams that are trying to piece all together by getting these superstar players and having these super teams, it's kind of refreshing to see a young team that just has just worked all year to be there, and that's these two teams. And
organic.
Yes, very organic, right? Mm-hmm. Very organic. So it's kind of nice to see. I actually like this better than, the super teams.
Texter, Crowley, listening to you this morning, I have to say you should be the Pirates GM. Common sense approach. Thank you.
80K.
80K.
That's it.
Harry, you want to be my assistant?
Can I work for 50K?
Yes.
Let's go. Well, that's a bargain right there.
Cal is still up in the air for town council. He may have worked a fourth job this weekend, which we'll get into in the 7 o'clock hour.
Kalis, you would want to work for Crowley? You don't work for him right now. You work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine working for him?
Yeah, I get paid $50,000, and he takes all the responsibility for every decision made for the Pirates organization. That's easy money right there.
Do you
there.
Know how much you would argue, and he could tell you actually what to do?
No. I take the different approach. I do everything he tells me to do as his assistant, and then when he screws up and gets fired, then I become the GM, and then I make $80,000.
Or you get fired, too.
But I still make $50,000. That's fine. It's a win-win for me.
Mm.
T.J. McConnell has made $40 million in his career.
He sure has.
God bless him. Yep. I mean, come on.
Great.
He's on an $11 million a year contract right now. He played 10 seasons from Duquesne, Arizona to the NBA.
Crazy.
Unreal.
Crazy.
Good for him, man.
You saw that picture of him whenever he was putting up the three sign to Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet.
You want to talk about your life uh-huh. and where you land? You got some of the biggest stars. And all those New York celebrities gag me with a spoon. And he gets to give them the deuces? Or is it a three, I guess?
I think it was a three. I could be wrong. But it didn't really matter what it was. He was just looking at them, and they were just like, what?
Yeah. I wonder if more people are going to watch the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup Final here in Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be the NBA.
I think, with TJ.
I mean, I think there's a TJ McConnell effect. But also, I think people would be surprised how many people watch the NBA here when it's a big-time series compared to the Stanley Cup Finals. I think this is a good hockey town, but first and foremost, it's a Penguins town. We'll get into the Stanley Cup Finals in a little bit because you've got Connor McDavid trying to pull a Sidney Crosby. And I wonder if people here are rooting for him or not.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.